Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Fly ball to right center. It's deep on the run. Almora. Almora dives and makes an incredible catch.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions return to Ryan Field this fall for 5 Big Ten home games. Act now to secure the best seats. Season tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Game 2 of a 4-game set between the Cubs and Giants tonight at Wrigley. Manager Joe Maddon told Spiegelman Parkins today that while the lineup may look random, he puts a lot of thought into who will play every position every night.
Everybody's here for a reason. Everybody's got a job to do. For me, to expect Albert to play well by not playing him, that's a really bad assumption. So it was John Lackey pitching, fly ball pitcher. It was a fly ball defense in the outfield, and that was the right thing to do yesterday.
John Lester gets a start for the Northsiders tonight. Johnny Cueto goes for San Francisco. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 5:30 here on 670 The Score. Meanwhile, Dylan Covey will make his 8th start of the year for the White Sox in Arizona. He's still looking for his first win. Covey will face Patrick Corbin in Arizona. Corbin has allowed 16 runs in 16 innings pitched. White Sox 3-5 so far on their 10-game road trip. First pitch from Chase Field tonight at 8:40. Bears OTAs wrapped up today at Hallis Hall. Quarterback Mike Glennon spoke to the media for the first time since the Bears drafted Mitch Trubisky. Glennon says he was surprised by Trubisky's selection, but he's been assured by GM Ryan Pace that 2017 is his year.
They brought me here to be the quarterback this year, and nothing has changed. So in my mind, I have to go out and play well, and I know that, and that's basically the bottom line.
Some rule changes today from the NFL. Overtime will now last only 10 minutes instead of 15. Teams can carry 90 players into the final preseason game. Players will be allowed to use the ball as a prop and celebrate in groups and celebrate on the ground, which means Snow Angels are back in play. And 2 players will be allowed to return each year from the IR as opposed to 1. In the NBA, game 4 between Cleveland and Boston tonight. Cleveland leading the series 2-1. Winner gets the Warriors, who became the first team to advance to the finals without losing a playoff game. In the NHL, game 6 between Pittsburgh and Ottawa. Pens leading the series 3-2. Winner of this series will take on the Predators, who advance to their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and Lucky's Sandwich Company, Wrigleyville. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants at 5:30 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
As Kevin Durant, in his second appearance in the NBA Finals, went there in 2012 with OKC. He's going back. As the Warriors are headed to the NBA Finals for the 3rd consecutive year.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. That highlight courtesy of ESPN. I watched the game this morning, Dan, and I was thinking to myself, about the amount of talent that is on this Golden State Warriors roster, especially this year with the addition of Kevin Durant and greatest teams of all time talk. And then I started thinking about it in a broader sense of all the sports and teams that we've seen. You know, you've covered a lot of teams. Guys and girls out there have watched and taken in a lot of basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it may be. And how this team, you can compare to any team maybe in NBA history and stack it up. And I'm not saying better than, but four all NBA performers on one squad is ridiculous. And this is with free agency. This is with the restrictions of the CBA and the salary cap. And for me, the greatest team locally that I had seen basketball-wise was the 92 Bulls, the second year when everything was clicking. And then you can throw in maybe that 96 team because of what Tony Kukoc meant to this squad as a sixth man off the bench, won sixth man of the year. If not that year, I believe the year after that. But yeah, that team that we're watching and we're watching last night, we'll watch in the playoffs, I'm sorry, in the finals, is one of the greatest teams of all time. But what? How do you what's the criteria? Because a lot of the greatest teams of all time didn't win the championship. And this came up in our group chat discussion as well. For me, the greatest football team, and I know this is going to be blasphemy, but in 85, I was 5 years old. So
doesn't mean as much.
Yeah, I didn't take it in the way that guys who are 40 plus years old took it in.
As a junior in high school, when it dominates your entire life.
Exactly.
Like, and people really understood what it meant to the city.
Yeah, and I had my KFC, you know, promotional Super Bowl Shuffle record that I spun on my 45 play school, my first record player. You know, the Super Bowl Shuffle was all, I had the ruse, I had the Walter Payton get up, all that stuff. But that Randy Moss New England Patriots team in 2007, 50 touchdowns for Tom Brady, that might be the greatest football team that I have ever seen. But it didn't win the championship because the Giants, of course, lost them in the last regular season game and then beat them in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. So how do you stack that up? And of course, baseball is crazy because you can have a terrific team and then you get in the playoffs and get drummed out.
Well, Sam Walker spent years trying to put this together, creating this sample of the greatest teams of all time. And then once he had the list, his idea was to go back and find out what was in common. What were the traits that these teams shared? He's going to get into that with us in just a little bit. But these are, what he says, after years of work, are the 16 greatest teams in history.
All sports?
All sports. This is the list, okay?
All right, my 01 Miami Hurricanes team better be on there.
Here you go.
All right.
He starts with the Collingwood Magpies of Aussie Rules Football between 27 and 30.
Okay.
The Yankees from 49 to 53.
Oh, so these are separate. This is seasons.
Dynasty.
Okay. I was thinking
these
single
individual
season.
Individual teams. Right, these are
it's a little different. All right, cool.
These are teams that were good and sustained quality.
All right.
Hungary in men's soccer from 50 to 55. The Montreal Canadiens from 55 to 60. The Celtics 56 to 69.
Of course.
Brazil in men's soccer, 58 to 62. That's the Pele peak,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe before. Pittsburgh Steelers, 74 to 80.
Steel curtain.
Soviet Union men's ice hockey, 80 to 84. New Zealand All Blacks of rugby, 86 to 90. Cuba in women's volleyball, 1991 to 2000. Australia in women's field hockey, 1993 to 2000. The U.S. women's soccer team, 96 through 99. The San Antonio Spurs, 1997 to 2016. Barcelona of professional soccer, 2008 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
France in men's handball from 08 to 15. And the New Zealand All Blacks rugby union, 2011 through 15. Is there a team missing that stands out to you?
Dynastic team. Bulls.
The 90s Bulls are not there.
Oh, well, he's going to get killed. 320,
Sam,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hardly knew ye.
But single season. That dynastic teams are one thing, but single seasons. And the teams that you've seen or that you've covered that resonate with you. Like, for instance, 01, the Miami Hurricanes Dan, when you look at their 22 that they put out there, not even their 2 deep, because their 2 deep had first rounders that would later be selected. Clinton Portis, Jeremy Shockey, Andre Johnson, Bryant McKinney, Brett Romberg, who started at center for years. You had William Joseph as a defensive tackle. Jerome McDougal, who played a while with the Eagles. DJ Williams, Jonathan Vilma, Chris Campbell, Mike Rumpf, Ed Reed, Philip Buchanan. Like, you had guys who played Pro Bowl-level football, played Hall of Fame football, actually, in Ed Reed for a long time. That was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, college football team that I've ever seen. We talked about what the Warriors have been these last 3 years, but this year especially. I'll put this Warriors team up against a lot of teams. Now, of course, the rules are different and how people feel about the NBA, that's fine. But if you're going to put one of the greatest scorers of all time next to what might be the greatest shooter of all time, and then have three guys who play at an all-NBA defensive level, because I don't know if anybody's been watching, but Kevin Durant this year has turned into quite the defensive player, along with Klay Thompson and, of course, Draymond Green, who garners Defensive Player of the Year mentions every single year for the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, right there, you know, of course, you got the 92 Bulls, in my estimation. Of course, the 96 Bulls to set the record. You got the 80 Celtics and ELO ratings. Have you ever heard of ELO ratings? 538.com has come up with a historical rating for every team called ELO ratings. ELO ratings are one of four of one of their preferred metrics at comparing the relative strengths of teams across the entire history of a league. They say they can also use ELO to calculate season ratings for every team, especially in Major League Baseball since 1903. So this is what 538.com has as the greatest single season teams of all time in Major League Baseball. All right. 39 Yankees, 06 Cubs, 27 Yankees, 09 Pirates, 98 Yankees, which was what Chris Tannehill brought up in the group chat. He's like, a lot of people sleep on those 98 Yankees. Then you go back and look at that roster, and you're like, that's crazy. 32 Yankees, 1911 Philadelphia Athletics, 42 Cardinals, 44 Cardinals, 07 Cubs, 37 Yankees, 38 Yankees, 05 Giants. Well,
look at those mid-2000s Cubs.
Yeah, right there. No, 07. No, 1907.
Oh, 1907. Yeah, 1907. I thought you were talking about some of the...
No, the most recent are those 98 Yankees.
Right.
To be mentioned with all these early aughts teams.
Where
and
are last
40s
year's
teams.
Cubs?
Last year's Cubs... We're getting into the 30s now, and I got nothing for the Cubs outside of 1910 and 1908.
Despite the fact that statistically they were defensively one of the best ever.
01 Athletics, or 39 overall. 1999 Yankees right there. Still haven't gotten to the Cubs yet, and I'm into the 40s and 50s now. No Cubs yet. Still no Cubs. Well, we're into the 60s now with no Cubs
for these Dombrowski, blah blah blah.
these ELO ratings for their ELO ratings for 538.com, the 07 Patriots. I didn't even know this. 04 Patriots, 42 Bears, 98 Broncos, but single season greatness doesn't always mean championship in terms of domination that you've seen. I've got two examples in the 01 Hurricanes and, of course, what happened with that Patriots team.
Let's hear Greg Popovich, his thoughts on the historical significance and quality of this particular Warriors team.
Make no mistake. I think, you know, they get a short shift sometimes when, because, well, they're so talented and they're over-talented. They are talented. They're really talented. But that's not the whole equation. That's not everything that describes them. This is, you know, maybe the best defensive team in the league on top of everything. So they don't just play with talent. They execute at the defensive end of the floor. On offense, no team is more unselfish, you know, finding the open man and that sort of thing. And they get credit for that. You know, coaches are always trying to get their team to do that. But they've got a multitude of people who are unselfish in that regard and play a beautiful game. And on top of that, play D at the other end. So they deserve a lot more credit than, well, they're talented, they're supposed to win. That is disrespectful to them in my book. They're way, way more than just their talent.
We always cape for our generation, what we came up with or what we saw.
I try to avoid
and
that.
It's a process. It's hard because you think about how it made you feel in the moment, too. You know, whether it be the 80s or for me, the 90s Bulls, or for some of the people who are texting right now, the 80s Edmonton Oilers, or, you know, the different dynasties that you've seen. But when you think about this Warriors squad, that collection of talent and a guy who has pretty much done a great job of setting a tone and then getting out the way in Steve Kerr. And now with his failing health as of late, you know, he's had to be sidelined. But that is one of those teams where you say to yourself, you could put that team up against any era, no matter what, because you've got a 7'2" guard and also one of the greatest shooters of all time at point guard, and then a couple of great defensive players as well.
This segment brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. Get your summer out of the gate and running. Spend Memorial Day weekend at Arlington International Racecourse. It's an outing the entire family will enjoy. Visit arlingtonpark.com to plan your day. Next up, we will talk with Sam Walker, author of the book The Captain Class, and he talks about how he determined some of the great dynasties in the history of sports and what they shared, what they had in common, and what it means. That's coming up next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff tomorrow at 2 on The Score.
And they're seeing us, you know, not playing the way we have played in the past, so it is frustrating, but I can tell you that we're not nervous at all. We're completely fine in the clubhouse, and, you know, we know things are going to turn around.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Preds 6, Ducks 3, and Lord Stanley's Cup just booked its first ever gig in Smashville. And even without Ryan Johansson and Mike Fisher, the team's top two centers, the Preds simply would not be denied. And once again, the NHL wins, because this is yet another example of why I continue to say that the NHL postseason is the very best postseason. Because of a series like this, because of a team like Nashville, they just won the most exciting series of the postseason. Is a literal 16 seed. They were the number 8 in the Western Conference. They were the very last team into the postseason tournament, and now they're just 4 wins away from winning it all. And while most never thought that it would be, Nashville is an incredible hockey market. That is a great organization that does things the right way, and I could see them beating either Ottawa or Pittsburgh. I'm Jim Rome.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain an approved certified pre-owned Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years? And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can buy a 2013 certified pre-owned Range Rover Evoque for only $29,995? And did you know approved certified pre-owned Land Rover models include a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 165-point inspection, and 24/7 roadside assistance? Isn't it time you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Stock number P14058, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale or in-use date. See Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago for details. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Summer starts now, and H&M has everything you need to be ready for sun-soaked days and endless summer nights. From bikinis starting at $4.99 and shorts from $12.99 to flowing dresses and the hottest accessories, H&M has everything you need to create your ultimate summer wardrobe. Visit hm.com to shop now or find a store near you.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
Baez.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on the score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have three or four in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Pax, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand Slam Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on the score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Limited time offer.
Good news. It's spring. Better news. The Powerball jackpot's more than $250 million. Talk about a win-win. It just keeps growing and growing. We'll repeat that. The Powerball jackpot is more than $250 million. You can go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. Now go. Get out there and play because the jackpot is growing and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Got an obscure fact. If the Bulls were a baseball team, their 69-9 record would translate to a baseball record of 143-19. Oh, boy. That is strong.
They're going to walk away from here with 70 wins. Pippen holds the ball in the backcourt as it ticks down. The Bulls, 70 wins.
There it is. 70 has become a reality. The Chicago Bulls, 70 wins on the season for the Chicago Bulls.
But not one of the great dynasties of all time.
Yeah, because on SportsIllustrated.com, Scott Walker is asked about some more of the American... Sam Walker is asked about some of the more Americanized sports, and he talks about the Patriots and the Bulls dynasty as well, and we get a chance to now talk to him, because you read that list, and there was no Bulls, and of course, some people are going to be upset with one Sam Walker.
He's on Twitter, at Sam Walkers, with an S, the founding editor of Wall Street Journal Sports, author of The Captain Class, looking at the greatest teams of all time. Joins us in the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a home run in off the grill this summer. Well, this is quite a list, Sam. I have to say, I got to trust you when it comes to women's volleyball and women's field hockey and handball.
And the Magpies.
And rugby union and the Collingwood Magpies. But I'm just curious how you said, okay, these are the sports on which I'm going to concentrate here.
All right, I'm going to get out from under my desk now, where I've been hiding ever since I heard that intro. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. All right, so if you're trying to do a really objective list of the greatest teams of all time, so this is what I try to do. Every team in the world, I'm not limiting it to North America. Mm-hmm. I'm not limiting it to the stick and ball sports. I'm going to do every sport, you know, as long as it's not obscure. So I did every sport, and the thing that I had to do was, you know, there's no statistic that you can use to compare every different kind of sport. So what I had to do was come up with 8 tests, 8 criteria they had to meet. And now, here's the thing. The Bulls were very close. The only reason they didn't make it is because of the last criteria, which is that the team had to have done something that was completely unique in the history of the sport that no one had ever done. So, okay, they won 6 titles in 8 years, but the Celtics, you know, I'm sorry, they won 11 and 13, so they didn't quite pass there.
And 8 in a row.
Right, and 8 in a row. And they went 10-0 in game sevens, which, you know, when it really talks about, which is crazy. But the other team that made it from the NBA was the Spurs, because they, you know, making the playoffs 19 straight seasons, like the highest long-term winning percentage in NBA history at 71%, 5 titles, no one's ever been that good for that long. So to me, that's another unique thing. And the Bulls, look, I mean, here's the thing. You can argue that they belong, and even if they did belong, the point of my book wasn't just I'm settling this debate forever. I was trying to find out what these teams had in common, and actually, the Bulls had the exact same thing in common that the Celtics and the Spurs had.
Was there a commonality in the limit of teams that didn't make it on the list? Like you mentioned, something that hadn't been done before in the sport. Every time that you came up with maybe the Patriots or somebody else, did you say to yourself, okay, this has been done before, even though it's great while we're seeing it now? Was there a commonality in that?
Yeah, definitely. No, it was really tough. I mean, look, I tried to make these criteria brutal because I wanted to say that the 16 teams that I found were absolutely freaks. I mean, no one had ever done what they did in their history of their sport. There's no question that they are outliers. They're like this sort of different breed of team, because I figured if I studied those teams to see what they had in common, then I would really be onto something. I might get a sense of what actually makes teams great. So yeah, and it was brutal. And the Patriots didn't make it because, you know, if you look at their record, 5 Super Bowls over a long stretch of dominance, I mean, it's pretty much identical at this point to the 49ers, you know, from 81 and 95. Like, look, if they win another Super Bowl, they're in. But, you know, again, I was kind of splitting hairs because the Patriots, the same thing is true of the Patriots that was true of the 16 teams that I found. So really, like, who I included wasn't necessarily the point. It was just I wanted to try to figure out what makes great teams great.
Let me bring up a logical quibble, and that is that some of the criteria assume a linear nature and not an evolutionary nature to some of these leagues, when in fact we know, you know, were it desegregation in baseball, the salary cap era in various sports, or free agency, how all of a sudden to say, well, it's one thing when before the reserve clause and that existed and you still had teams able to keep these teams together, but for a general manager now with all of these moving parts to keep the guys wearing the laundry still representative, right, even with massive changeover, is it fair when we essentially have, maybe football's completely different now, yeah, basketball, you know, the internationalization of basketball now, where these criteria haven't been linear from the moment the leagues began?
No, that's a great point. I mean, I really struggle with that in a lot of sports, especially hockey, because, you know, the greatest team in terms of Stanley Cup wins is the Montreal Canadiens from 55 to 60, and, you know, that was 16. team league, and you know, things are different now. But look, there's so many arguments about this. You can say, look, well, you know, back then the talent was, you know, it wasn't as dispersed. So the average team was better back then and stayed together longer. So it was actually tougher to beat the average team. And if you look at the modern NBA, if you look at this season, I mean, you know, there's not that many really competitive teams. So there's that. And also, you're right. I mean, you know, times change, eras change. It's hard to draw a straight line. But really, I think at the end of the day, winning a championship, you know, I don't care what era you're in or what sport you're playing. I mean, if you've won, you know, 10 championships already, like, and you still want to win an 11th, and you still manage to do it. I mean, that's still pretty impressive.
So what's there's a surprise takeaway here, though, and I looked at some of these, the names where you cataloged the captains of these teams, and there was inside all this stuff, when you really drilled down, it wasn't really as much about superstars as it was in something we don't really think about these days in pro sports, the nominal captain.
Yeah, no, captaincy is really kind of out of fashion. You know, some teams are not having them. The Celtics don't have one right now. You know, and teams are using captaincy groups or trying other methods. But so here's the thing. I had no prejudices. I went into this thinking, like, let's see what they have in common. I started with superstar talent. That was the most obvious thing. I found that some teams didn't have it. Some did. I looked at coaching, which was the next thing I thought. You know what? Some teams had brilliant coaches. Others had bad coaches, or they switched coaches in the middle of these streaks. So that wasn't it. It wasn't money, and it wasn't even tactics. It was obvious what it was in the end, because when you look at these teams, the streak that they had, the winning streak, it corresponds precisely to the arrival and departure of one player, and it was always the captain. And, you know, Bill Russell was the first one that saw that. I mean, that streak was his entire career, and the same was true of this rugby team in New Zealand called the All Blacks, which are just, you know, the greatest, one of the greatest dynasties in sports. You know, their captain showed up, they started winning. The minute he left, they started losing. I mean, and this, I saw this pattern over and over again.
Because the one that stands out for me is the U.S. women's soccer. We immediately think Mia Hamm,
Brandi Chastain.
Or we think the iconic photo of Brandi Chastain.
Yeah.
I could have sat here all day and not given you the name Carla Overbeck.
I love that test.
That's why he did the research.
Yeah, well, you know, she's here's the thing that was amazing. Most of these people you haven't heard of, you know, and it's not an accident. I mean, you think of Tim Duncan, you know, he's very much like this. They don't like attention. They don't want attention. They don't want individual accolades. They don't want to be out front. A lot of times they were support players, role players. Most of them were not stars, and they weren't charismatic. They weren't celebrities. You know, they didn't have any interest in that side of things. And, you know, we're so conditioned to think that a captain has to have this charisma and has to be this passionate person who motivates the team. These captains in this list, none of them gave speeches. Not one liked giving speeches. In fact, some never even addressed the team as a group. They would talk to them a lot, practically one-on-one, but they were not rah-rah people. And you know what? They broke the rules a lot. They pushed the rules to the maximum in a lot of cases, and they also were pains in the ass. I mean, they were really tough on teams, and they would, you know, dissent against management and take stands against teammates if they felt like something was getting in the way of winning. So they were not what we would expect at all.
All right, we got to go, but we're up against an update, but I have to ask you this about soccer. How hard was it with the research that you had to do when soccer teams really don't, like the best ones don't meet with any, you know, any regularity often? I mean, you got teams that play in the Champions League or will play in certain tournaments, but how hard was it gathering that much data where you can't really bounce certain teams off of other teams because they don't meet with much regularity?
I mean, my hair is completely gray from trying to do that. It's tough. You know, I had to throw out a lot of teams that were, you know, early part of the 20th century because you're right, they didn't meet. Like, there were these undefeated teams, that, you know, one in Italy and one in England, and they never played each other. But, you know, since the Champions League, it's gotten a lot easier. I mean, if you can win that competition and run the table, then you're doing something right. And, you know, there's the Copa Libertadores in South America made it a lot easier. So it's not quite as difficult as you'd think. But club soccer was brutal. And finally, I just decided Barcelona was from 2008 to 13.
Said to hell with it, went and got yourself some chicken and some beer. I was like, I'm done with this part of the research project. Hey, man,
exactly.
you've stirred up a lot of conversation on our text lines. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I would suggest to a lot of people, read the book, get the whole picture, the name of the book.
And then call them all these names afterwards.
Yeah, right. The name of the book is The Captain Class, The Hidden Force That Creates the World's Greatest Teams. The author, Sam Walker. It is available on Amazon and elsewhere, so people should check it out. And Sam, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good. That is Sam Walker. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Scoreboard update.
3:33 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions as they return to Ryan Field this fall for 5 Big Ten home games. Act now to secure the best seats. Season tickets on sale at nusports.com. Well, day one of OTAs for the Bears at Hallis Hall earlier today. The big story was quarterback Mike Glennon talking to the media for the first time since the Bears' surprise pick of quarterback Mitch Trubisky in the NFL draft. Here's what Glennon had to say.
I was surprised. That's bottom line, but it was made clear to me about 10 minutes after from a call from Ryan, and the next morning again, 2017 season is my year. So that's all I can worry about. I'm not worried about the future. I'm not worried about the past. I'm worried about the present, and right now this is my team, and that's where my focus is.
He said this is my year like 100 times over the course of this conversation. Josh Sitton and Willie Young.
Well, if he says it more, it becomes true.
No, it's like a little kid. Like,
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Santa's Claus is real.
I will be a millionaire. I will be a millionaire.
Josh Sitton and Willie Young did not participate today due to injury, and head coach John Fox would not say if wide receiver Kevin White will take part in OTAs at all, but he said he does not have a new injury. Elsewhere in the NFL, former Seahawks and University of Miami star Cortez Kennedy found dead in his home this morning at age 48. Cubs looking to bounce back from a loss to the Giants last night at Wrigley. Tonight, the Northsiders sent John Lester to the mound. Cubs will have their work cut out for them, though, as they face Johnny Cueto, who's looking for his fifth win on the year. Cubs and Giants tonight from Wrigley. Ben Zobrist leads off and plays second base. Wilson Contreras is behind the plate. Ian Happ gets the start in center field. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts at 5:30 here on 670 The Score. Theo Epstein coming up on Bernstein and Goff today at 5. As for the White Sox, they're also looking to recover from a loss. They'll send Dylan Covey to the hill to face Patrick Corbin in Arizona. Covey's still looking for his first win this year. White Sox have gone 40-28 all time against the National League West in interleague competition. First pitch from Chase Field tonight at 8:40. In the NBA, game 4 between Cleveland and Boston tonight. Cleveland leading the series 2-1. Of course, Celtics star Isaiah Thomas out for the remainder of the year with a hip injury. And in the NHL, game 6 between Pittsburgh and Ottawa tonight. Pens leading the series 3-2 and hoping to put it to bed tonight. Winner of this series takes on the Predators in the Stanley Cup Final. Have a stuffy nose? It could be allergies or even the flu. You won't know until you get them checked out. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments and get quick results. Make an appointment with a Presence Health doctor today at presencehealth.org/findadoc. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants at 5:30 here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break, your radiator a rest, and your dipstick a day off. Every time you ride Metra, you avoid wear and tear on your car and on your nerves, too. Find a ride you feel good about now at MetroRail.com.
It's always good to give your dipstick a day off. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. The live video stream is brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918.
Caller 6 to the Scores contest line right now at 312-591-6700 wins the first of 3 $25 gift cards to Kuma's Corner in the West Loop. On May 24th, when you think burgers, think Kuma's.
You gotta get over there. I have not been. So, and West Loop is not far from the crib. All right. Remember early on the show, we were talking about how the top 30 war position players and the youth of baseball, and how I thought it was a couple of years ago, like a third of them were 25 or 24 or younger. Well, mm-hmm. Our guy, Nick Shepkowski, did a little bit of a research project.
And he loves a research project, doesn't he?
Nick loves research.
There aren't a lot of EPs at this level to dig in.
And I don't ask for it, so I appreciate it when it happens. Exactly. Because some hosts will lean on it and be like, hey, tell me everything I need to know about this guest because I'm lazy, I'm fat, and I'm stupid. But we don't do that with Nick.
Blah, blah, blah.
You don't even got to go that far. All right, so Mike Trout is 25 years old. By the way, top 30 WAR position players, 9 of the 30 are over 30. 12 of the 30 are 25 or under. 9 of the 30 are 26 to 29. So that breakdown is real. All right. Yeah, it seems even. And we're only 40 games into the season. Some things may change. Mike Trout, of course, is the number one overall player at a 3.1 WAR already at 25 years old.
Already?
Miguel Sano.
Yeah.
2.7 WAR, 24 years old. Freddie Freeman and his broken wrist out 6 to 8 weeks at 2.6 WAR, 27 years old. Bryce Harper, bounce back season, 24 years old. My guy, Goldie. Paul Goldschmidt, 29 years old. Corey Dickerson for the Tampa Bay Rays. Ladies and gentlemen.
Left fielder?
You can put Corey Dickerson in the lineup, and I would not be able to pick him out. I'd probably pick the black guy. 28 years old for Corey Dickerson.
I'm taking a black guy.
Right, exactly. They just line up 5 dudes. One of them's Corey Dickerson. 4 of them are brothers. No matter what crime, I'm not picking Corey Dickerson because that's how I've been brainwashed. All right, 25 years old is Aaron Judge. He's number 7 overall. 32, Justin Turner. 31, Zach Cozart. Having a hell of a season.
Especially against Cubs starting pitching, real right? Deal.
Buster Posey's 30 years old already. Like, that's...
Hard 32.
Yeah. Yeah. Eugenio Suarez, 25 years old. Ryan Zimmerman, 32.
Or as Pat Hughes says, A. Eugenio.
Yeah, I heard him on the call the other day.
Every vowel sound, A. It's not you, A. Eugenio.
It's what John Miller used to do with Juan Uribe, right? Uribe. If I'm not mistaken.
That's Pat's favorite name, I believe. They talk about that in the broadcast.
A. Eugenio?
Yeah.
All right.
A. Eugenio Suarez.
Hey, Eugenio!
Right.
Come
that's,
over here.
That's the man's name now.
Hey. All right. 30. Eric Thames is 30 years old. Wow. Mookie Betts, 24. Yasmani Grandal, 28. Avi, right here, golf. Right here with your 1,500 plate appearances. Avi Garcia is 25 years old and killing it. And he is ahead of one Chris Bryant. So there you go, Sox fans. Next time you're in a bar and you want to be a lout.
Avi's better. I take him every single day.
You're damn right. Especially for these first 40 games where they have the exact same WAR. Just getting it done under different circumstances. Nolan Arenado is 26, so that is the top 18 or so. So you got 9 guys who are old heads. You got
but not
12
what
guys.
Used to be considered old heads.
Well, isn't the baseball prime used to be what 25 to 32?
28 to 32. They used to think. Now they know it's more 25 to 29. That's
crazy.
Changed.
It's crazy.
I mean, you
got to start treating baseball players like running backs.
Because
they're coming up so early,
it's
too.
Also because how every pitch is so much faster. The ability to turn around velocity. The ability to hit 98. You got to do it now. That's part of your job now. It's not just specialty
bat
guys
speed
doing
goes
that.
Away when you get older, obviously.
Yes. And all of it. All of the neurological traits, the tiny things that separate success from failure.
Hmm.
Being able to translate what you see into what your hands are doing. Some of that stuff starts to erode, perhaps, in ways that we didn't know before it was exposed by high velocities. Now, there's a question here. Was David Ross, was he a captain? Did the Cubs have a name? I don't think
he didn't wear a C.
Yeah
but he was like there.
I don't think he was good, but
de facto
this emailer, the emailer says, based on the criteria which you were talking about, is that sort of describes David Ross, the 2 seasons he was on the team, they make it to the NL Championship, they win the World Series, but it also flies in the face of the not wanting to seek out attention or publicity or...
That's also more... post-career.
Yeah, I was about to say as of late.
Who the hell knew...
He wasn't that guy. 2 years ago, Cubs fans wanted to kill him. 2 years ago, Cubs fans hated David Ross because he wasn't hitting, and he was the guy that had to be out there because John Lester, was his buddy.
This segment was brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE.
All right, you want to celebrate somebody that probably went out last night. And we're going to talk to Theo Epstein in about an hour and 18 minutes or so. 5 o'clock, be here. All right. Even if you got to leave work early so you can get through the parking lot and talk to the people that you have to talk to and get to your car radio at 5 o'clock, make sure you are there if you want to hear Cubs stuff from Theo Epstein. I want to jump into heckling and people who talk to players and the thought that goes into it.
Or the Joey Votto response?
Yeah, the thought behind it. We got some audio that you should hear. And I know we got guys and girls out there who like to talk to players, whether it be basketball or baseball. You really can't really do it in football unless some guy really listening to you from the bench, because you're at least what, a good 20 yards away from a guy, even if you're on the 50 yard line in front row
seat. Yeah, basketball and baseball.
Basketball and baseball is what it is. So I want to get into the mind of a heckler or a person who just talks to players. So we'll do all of that. Our phone lines are open for you at 312-644-6767. 6711 is the way you get to us during the via the text line. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
We expect to become part of the sports landscape in this terrific town, but we know the Score will have to earn its stripes, and we plan to do just that. The Score, Sports Radio 820. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
This Score 25th anniversary moment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Lucky Sandwich Company.
Hi, it's Jason Goff. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Pete and Phil needed to sell the home they grew up in so that they would have money to care for their mother. Listening carefully to their needs, Amy made a custom marketing plan, and the property sold in only 30 days for $300,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that is the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. Trust me, nobody ever does that, because the experience is effective, and only when you go with the agent that I trust. Amy will expose your home to the most buyers, creating marketing and offering strategy, getting you the most money possible. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
If you haven't been to the famous Billy Goat Tavern, you're missing out. Established in 1934, the Billy Goat now has 7 Chicagoland locations. The curse is over. Grab a burger and beer and celebrate with them for lunch, dinner, or online through Grubhub. The Billy Goat Burgers are exclusively now available at your Jewel Osco. For more info, go to BillyGoatTavern.com. You want them? Go try them. The Billy Goat Tavern.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have three or four in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so we got a case of another athlete, Dan, who dropped the F-bomb on an opposing player. We heard about it with the Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Kevin Pillar, who got quick-pitched and called the pitcher The F-bomb.
Not to be confused with the Ryan Getzlaff word that we find out after the fact was not the F-word.
Is that
it was,
right?
It was CS. And it has been interpreted as homophobic in a way that I hadn't considered and hadn't understood until I heard it explained, because technically...
Because I was checking out the Chris Hine piece on the Tribune.
Right. Yeah. But that was the word. And that people are speculating that's why his non-apology was like that. But if it all depends on how the word is received, and if it is received in a certain way, but it was informative to the discussion to know that it was that word and not the one that Andrew Shaw used.
Okay, so the CS word,
that was Ryan Getzlaff, apparently was CS, where some have made the assumption, well, it's not necessarily homophobic because anybody can do it.
Hey, if you want to do it, that is an activity. It's a joyous activity.
Open to any and all, and not necessarily...
Build 1,000 bridges.
Right, but as it was described by some, saying, no, when it's used the way he used it, it is meant in that way.
Right.
Much the way, like in the movie Slapshot, or that kind of thing. So... It was eye opening to me to say, oh, okay, because that in retrospect I went back and thought about how everything was said, and I guess some of the initial I can see why some hockey player would be like, well, no, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just calling him a CS.
Right.
I wasn't thinking about anything else.
See, when we start talking about this, because 2 years ago, right, they were gonna, and if any NFL referee who heard the N word and was offended by it was going to throw a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and something tells me that the brothers didn't stop saying the N-word 2 years ago on football fields. I know for sure they didn't stop saying it on basketball courts. I've mentioned this before on the Spiegel and Golf Show. I've talked to white basketball players about how they feel when the N-word is thrown around on the court. And a lot of them is like, you know what? I'm a little uncomfortable. I kind of gotten used to it, but I'm a little uncomfortable. And I completely understand that. Mm-hmm. So if you got to get a word list that you cannot say, or else you're going to get fined. And of course, we famously, Rajon Rondo, and was it Benny Adams, the referee who was not out at the time, but came out shortly after that. I hope it's Benny Adams. Yeah, I hope I'm not like putting that on someone else. And without being sure about it.
Yeah, that's one you probably yes, would.
Right. As I go to the Google machine, is Benny nervously. Adams out?
Sorry, Benny.
But Rajon Rondo got in trouble. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, it was Bill Kennedy.
Oops.
See? My bad. I apologize. All right. So Rajon Rondo. Anyway, Rajon Rondo got in trouble for that
gentleman.
And Kobe Bryant got in trouble as well. Uh-huh. I think Kobe Bryant called Benny Adams that. That's why I mixed it up. My apologies.
Wasn't it also that was John Hirschbeck and Alomar that was supposedly at the root of that, of the spitting incident, right?
Mm, yes, because there was a lot of things that were being said around Major League Baseball about Robbie Alomar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. The text line got very harsh very, very quickly. Did not think that those words would be put in a sentence in that
Ooh.
Way. Yeah. I don't think that's...
They're right if they're talking about you guys.
Yeah. See, I saw your phone in your hand when this popped up, too, Tannehill.
Wow.
630 texture. I can't read this, but
this escalated quickly.
Yeah, I don't think that's why Trump got elected. 630 texture. I can't read everything that you just put up there, but something. I'm leaning towards that not being the reason why. My God, why are people so angry?
I don't know.
Why are people? Yes, Kobe did call Benny an effing F word, so that's why I got it mixed
there
up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Quit crying. I'm not crying.
No, he was correcting me.
Nobody's crying about anything.
My goodness, man. But yeah, so the CS word cannot be said on the ice because you will get yourself a $10,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Getzlaff and Christopher Hind was not appreciative in the way that the NHL reacted to it. So
this segment brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. You want to get into heckling, and we got some audio.
Yes, if you've ever interacted with a player, positively or negatively during a game, I need you to pull up a chair because I need your help with something.
We also have two more Kuma's Corner gift cards to give away between now and 5:30 on the score.
Today at 5, listen in as Bernstein and Goff talk Cubs with Theo Epstein. That's Theo Epstein today with Bernstein and Goff live at 5 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
When you got home from work today, you said to yourself, I want a Big Mac and fries. But instead, you hid under a fuzzy blanket because of this. Luckily, McDonald's planned ahead. Now you can order McDonald's on Uber Eats and get a Big Mac and fries delivered right to your door. Seriously, just dig under the cushion for your phone, and in three easy steps, your cravings are fulfilled. Download the Uber Eats app now and enjoy some of your McDonald's favorites.
I also got a McMuffin for later,
in case it never stops raining.
Don't go out. Get McDelivery. At participating McDonald's, McPick 2 and other offers excluded. Delivery prices may be higher than at restaurants. Booking fee applies.
Shop Lowe's and save big during our Memorial Day savings event. You'll find great deals, like up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's up to 30% off some of the best brand name appliances to finally help make that dream kitchen come true. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid May 18, 2017 through June 7, 2017. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Today, if you're a White Sox fan, I know this is a tough thing for us to do, but today is the day where you do not have a gripe. You do not have something in your heart that says, I don't like this team for this reason. This is a terrific move.
Smile, White Sox fan.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6.